The Ugly Duckling. It was a lovely day. The sun shone warmly and the softest breeze ruffled the plants that grew alongside the pond. Here, amongst the tall dock leaves at the water's edge, a duck had built her nest. The weather was perfect for hatching eggs, and the duck was growing impatient. At last the eggs began to crack, and soon little heads popped out of the shells, and one after the other, they began to cheep. Pleased with herself, the duck got up and examined her brood. The ducklings were adorable, every one of them fluffy balls of yellow and black down. But wait, there was still one egg that had not yet hatched, and it was a very big egg indeed. After a while, the last egg too began to crack, and out of it tumbled a large, grey, awkward-looking duckling. "I do hope he's not a turkey," said the mother duck. "He'll have to learn to swim come what may, and there's no time like now." So straight away, she took her brood down to the edge of the pond. "Into the water with you, quack, quack, quack." And one by one, the little ducklings jumped into the water and began swimming. So too did the ugly one. After the swim, their mother was so delighted that she decided to introduce her brood to the farmyard. "Just follow me," she said. "Walk like I do with a waddle, and remember, always be polite, nod your heads and quack." But when the party arrived in the farmyard, they didn't get quite the reception they were expecting. Instead of clucking in delight, the hens flew into a fearsome cackle. "They're all very nice, but whatever is that thing?" they said, pecking at the last-born duckling. The ducks behaved similarly. Instead of quacking in approval, they hissed and laughed and bit at him. "The others are quite fine," they said, "but whatever do you call that? Ugh! He's so ugly! We don't want the likes of him round here." The torment went on from dawn to dusk. At last he could take no more, and turning his back, he waddled off out of the farmyard. He just wanted to be by himself. He flapped his wings and managed to half fly, half hop, up over the tops of some bushes, startling all the birds that lived in them. "Even they think I'm ugly," said the little duckling to himself. Though he felt very sad, he kept on going. The weather was getting colder. He found a lake on which to swim and dive to his heart's content. But as winter was beginning to bite, the duckling was having a hard time. One evening, as the sun was setting, the duckling was startled by a flock of beautiful white birds who flew up out of the rushes and over his head. They were swans, flying south to warmer lands. The sight of them filled his heart with a strange yearning that he could not understand. He stretched his neck up high towards them and let out a piercing, lonely cry. But the birds were gone. He did not even know what type of bird they were, but he was sure he would never forget their beauty. It was a long, hard winter, but somehow the duckling managed to survive it. And when spring finally arrived, he was not little any more. In fact, one day he flapped his wings and found they were very large and very strong. He flapped them some more, and to his surprise he found he took to the air. He was flying properly for the first time. Flying free, he looked beneath him and saw the most beautiful garden, where the apple trees were covered in blossom and the lilac bushes were blooming. Beside the garden ran a river, and from the green rushes swam three swans. He landed on the water in front of the swans. When they saw him, they swam over, and the duckling bowed his head down towards the water as he awaited his fate. As he did so, he caught sight of his own reflection. There, looking back at him, he saw not an ugly, oversized grey duckling, but a swan. He was a swan, not a duck. He was a beautiful, dazzling white swan. Some children came running down to the river to feed the swans. The littlest clapped her hands with joy and shouted, "There's a new one! There's a new one!" And do you know, everyone agreed that this new one was quite the most beautiful of all.